And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and once again, the Shreveport Summer Music Festival is holding its 2014 Summer Jazz Camp. And joining me today in our Knoll Foundation studio is Chris Allen, who is directing the camp this year to talk about this exciting opportunity for young musicians throughout our region to learn about jazz. Chris, thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now, last year's camp proved very successful, and this year we've expanded it. This year you're running for two different weeks, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. We will have 2 weeks. They can be attended one at a time, or a player can be involved in both.
So if they really want to immerse themselves, a good suggestion would be to go for the full two-week session.
Right. We'll have a continuous plan for those people involved in that.
And this year, you have quite a prestigious lineup of faculty members. Can you give us kind of a brief background on each of your faculty people?
Sure. Yes, of course, myself. I'm real well-known here in the area as a restaurant musician, as well as a Shreveport Symphony full-time player.
And don't forget about jazz as well.
Oh, jazz, yeah. Well, in the restaurants, I do jazz and pop, right. And as well as playing with different jazz concerts in special occasions. I have Dr. Paul Forsyth from Northwestern University. He's going to be with us this year as a professor of the jazz camp. Andrew Powers, guitarist, is also a returning professor from last year of the jazz camp. And we also have another new member, Mike Williams, who plays with the Count Basie Orchestra, originally grew up here in Shreveport, and he's going to be part of the jazz camp for the 2 weeks.
And Mike has a pretty long repertory. One of the things that he is he's the lead trumpet player for a rather major league orchestra. Could you tell us a little bit about that background?
Yes, he's the lead trumpet for the Count Basie Orchestra. He actually started out here as a school teacher. Mike's been on tour with the Dizzy Gillespie and Billy Eckstein groups, and he's recorded over 15 CDs with the Count Basie Orchestra, three of which were Grammy winners. He's also a private teacher when he's not with the Basie Band, and frequents many jazz camps around the country and in the Detroit area as well, as where he lives now. He also plays with Steve Lippia Band sometimes. Mike is an outstanding player, okay? I've played with him in different situations, Dixieland situations, as well as jazz situations here. He's probably one trumpet player who can nail any of those high notes, you know, right off the bat. And, you know, that comes from, you know, really a true devotion to music and jazz. And I think just the fact that he's able to land and keep a position with the Count Basie Orchestra speaks for itself.
So for all those students out there that want to learn some trumpet chops, he'd be the man to really step up and show them how to really get the most out of that instrument.
Yes, and even if you're not a trumpet player, I think there's a lot that can be grabbed from somebody who's been in the experience and profession that he has. And he's going to actually be doing a lecture on what it's like to be in a professional group like that. And what it took for him to get there. I think it would probably be best for him to be able to explain that himself to the students. And if they have that desire, they can do that, you know, follow in his footsteps. But the fact that he came from here and he grew up with the education that he had here, as well as the experience that was here available at the time, I think that speaks a lot for itself. Also, that any person can do that if they really want to and they have the desire.
Now, he'd written a letter to a lot of the band instructors and music teachers throughout the area saying he wished he had an opportunity like this when he was growing up,
right,
to go to an extensive camp like this.
Yeah, he does mention in his letter that this kind of camp was not available to him at the time that he was growing up. There were things that he got himself involved in. You know, he has been involved with the Causey Big Band a lot over the years. He's worked with different people around town. David Harden's one that I recall as his one of his teachers. I think really what it comes to is if you have a true desire to be what he's become, then you just need to go for it. And the camp is one way to really get ahead with that. So we encourage anybody that really try to grab this opportunity if you can, to be with these people that can help out and give ideas and direction to you if you want to go in that direction. And even if you don't, I mean, jazz is one thing I think is very important for even classical players to know. It can help you get out of trouble when you're in a situation, you forget a cadenza or something, you can improvise your way out of it. If you forget what's on the next page and the page doesn't get turned, you can kind of you know, make it work, you know. So it, being able to improvise is good as far as a lot of things. Some classical players don't have that ability.
So it helps you to be able to be creative spontaneously on the spot within the context of what's going on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And music should come from the heart and soul, and jazz is one way to really make that happen.
Now, Mike had been back in town a couple of years ago. He was part of Bill Causey's jazz concert and clinic. And he actually, I believe, studied with Bill Causey, did he not, when he was a kid?
I believe so, yeah.
So he's got the long connection to the jazz current here in the Shreveport-Bossier area. Well, for students and parents right now who are listening, how do they go about enrolling in this camp and getting their kids involved?
Well, I have applications and information at almost all of the music stores in town. If I missed one, I apologize. But I try to get it out to all the music stores. The band directors also, if they are involved in their band, and some orchestra directors should have that information that's been sent to them to get to them. They can also come by the radio station here. I believe we have forms and applications here. And they can visit the website at ShreveportSummerMusicFestival.com. They can pull off an application form off of that and read the bios of most all of the directors on that website.
All right. So now to top this off, last year we had a Jazz Cats concert and then a faculty concert. Mm-hmm. You get a chance maybe to play in two of these concerts this year if you're a student for the full 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Tell us when those concerts are and where they're going to take place.
They are going to take place in the theater here at the Student Center at LSUS. The Student Jazz Cats concerts will be on Friday, June 20th, and Friday, June 27th. These will be a different group of students probably on each of the concerts, depending on who's playing in that week of session of the camp. And then the faculty concerts are going to be Saturday, June 21st, and Saturday, June 28th.
All right.
And they are at 7 p.m. at the Student Center Theater here on campus at LSUS.
And where are the classrooms going to be held at?
The practices and all that will be in some of the classrooms behind the radio station here, as well as the band room here at LSUS.
How do folks go about, where can they go to find out more information about both the camp and the concerts? Is that the Shreveport Summer Music Festival?
Right, I would say the website's probably the best place to get exact information on it, but we'll also have it here at the radio station.
And do you have any final thoughts you want to share with people?
I would like to encourage also string players to be part of this. You don't have to be a trumpet player or a brass player or an electric bass player or a guitar player or a piano player only to do this. We had a cello player last year that didn't know anything about jazz, and it was great to see the smile and the excitement in him when he was playing, you know, music that was not written down on the page from his head. And vocalists, we'd like to encourage vocalists as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
There's all different, any area of music almost can apply to jazz. And if you have an instrument and the knowledge on that instrument a little bit started, we'd love to have you be part of it and get you going with this. And you'll be able to do other things with it later down the line.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was Chris Allen, director of this year's Summer Music Festival Jazz Camp 2014, and he joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about the camp, the concert, the faculty, and invite interested students to get involved. The camp takes place again the week of June 16th through the 21st and June 23rd through the 28th. And if you'd like more information about the camp and how to enroll, you can visit the Shreveport Summer Music Festival online at ShreveportSummerMusicFest.com, or you can call 318-226-0500. That's ShreveportSummerMusicFestival.com or 318-226-0500. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.